The Hidden Labyrinth by Michael G. Kanatis. Chapter 1. The Call. The apartment was quiet, except for the low hum of a documentary playing in the background. Michael Nahara sat alone at his desk, surrounded by the same books that had followed him through most of his life. Ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, lost civilizations. Maps covered the walls. Some were framed. Others were yellowed with age and held in place with thumbtacks. Photographs of pyramids, excavation sites, and forgotten ruins competed for same space among handwritten notes and newspaper clippings collected over decades. To anyone else, the room might have looked cluttered. To Michael, it made perfect sense. Every map told a story. Every book contained a possibility. Every unanswered question pointed towards another. The digital clock on his desk read 11:43 p.m. He should have been asleep hours ago. Instead, he found himself doing what he had done thousands of times before, staring at a worn notebook labeled simply, The Labyrinth. The cover was faded. The corners were bent. Several pages were beginning to separate from the binding. He knew every page by heart, and yet he opened it anyway. Michael leaned back in his chair and rubbed his eyes. "Just one more look," he said. It was a lie. It was always one more look, one more note, another article, one more theory, maybe one more possibility. At 62 years old, Michael had built a respectable life for himself. His work as a voiceover actor paid the bills. He had voiced commercials, narrated documentaries, and brought characters to life behind a microphone. But none of that had ever replaced the fascination that had followed him since childhood. Egypt. The pyramids. The mysteries buried beneath the desert sands. And above all else, the labyrinth. For more than 40 years, it had occupied a permanent corner of his mind. Most people would have moved on. Michael never could. That was both his greatest strength and his greatest flaw. Once an idea found its way into his head, it rarely left. Questions became investigations. Investigations became obsessions. And obsessions became lifelong pursuits. Some nights he wondered what his life might have looked like if he had chosen a different path. Maybe he should have become an archaeologist. Maybe he should have spent his life in Egypt instead of reading about it from thousands of miles away. Maybe he should have stopped being practical and started being reckless. Those thoughts visited him often. Usually after midnight, when the apartment was quiet.